following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, come on, you only have one shot to truly wow her. Don't settle for less. Order from 1-800-Flowers.com, delivering the highest quality roses, backed, of course, by their 100% smile guarantee. Make a real impression for Valentine's this year, okay? Send roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I try to do this at least once a month. You can't just wait for the biggies, but you better deliver on the biggies, baby. You miss Valentine's, you're in trouble. I'm sending 1-800-Flowers.com roses for Valentine's, and you should too. They've got a special limited time offer just for my listeners. This week only, order 18 roses and get a free vase for only $29.99. Plus, for $10 more, you get 6 more roses and a box of chocolate. These are the lowest prices of the season, so you need to lock in now before it's too late. Order now for Valentine's. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner. Enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can just call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. You got one shot to wow her. 1-800-Flowers.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up!
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is! What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide. Gonna take on LSU, then Bayou Bengals, down there, to go. That's D-A-U-X, go Tiger.
The pedicure, so what does that mean there? Is that ear hair, or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A Trump or a swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the final day of January, the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. We continue our football talk, head to Super Bowl weekend with Dan Parr of Pro Football Weekly. We'll also talk Nebraska recruiting with Brian Munson of Big Red Report. He's going to join us towards the bottom of the hour. And in the last section of the show today, Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us on the program as well. So we're glad to have you along with us. It's going to be very full. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program today. So chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we'd always love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox, no matter what the subject, whether it's the Huskers, the Super Bowl, hockey, basketball, wrestling, anything else that's going on, send us an email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, you had conference basketball going on last night. There's some other basketball action going on, of course, on TV in the college ranks along with the NBA. But come down to the end, Missouri finds a way to win at Texas. They got this Dixon kid, Doug, and that's one of the things we talk about, people that when you've got a score, creating your own shot, finding a way to score. Missouri somehow, and credit to their coach who, you know, people disagreed with him getting hired, and you wonder to the scandal at Miami, everything. What an incredible job the Missouri Tigers have done this year. He goes in and scores with about 12 seconds left or something, then Texas got a chance to come down to the end, and they couldn't get it done. But it's one of those people. He comes off the bench, scored 21 points last night, but when he had to score, he made a play, and he said after the game, hey, they did a good job of covering our wing players. I couldn't get the ball to those guys, so I went in and scored. And that's one of the things, you know, we talk about when Nebraska struggles, and Brandon Richardson did a really good job when Nebraska needed points against Iowa. He found a way to score. But last night, fun college basketball game goes down to the end in a great environment in Texas with the crowd going crazy, of course, and Missouri just ekes out a victory. But it's basketball like that that gets into March, and, you know, we got one more month of it before March Madness begins. But there's some really good players out there and really good teams, and that Dixon kid coming off the bench, good player.
Well, we're looking forward to that rolling around, and the Bracket Busters came out yesterday. Creighton probably didn't get the draw that they wanted. Long Beach State, They wanted St. Mary's or Murray State, and Murray State and St. Mary's are going to end up facing off against each other. I don't know how they select these games. I don't know why they select them the way they do, but it's nobody at the beginning of the season, I suppose, could say that Murray State was going to be 20-0, but 71 games in this bracket buster, that's 142 teams, and about 100 of them, 120 of them, nobody's ever heard of. Isn't that a bit much? Yeah, I don't need to be pairing 3-14 Coastal Carolina against 5-9 Southeast Northern Michigan.
It's bracket buster for the teams that are in consideration for the tournament, right? I would think you'd have 10 games, 20 teams that are in the mix.
I guess it's just to the point where they have to say, well, okay, everybody's in, and then we'll determine who's playing, because that way you don't leave it open, and then all of a sudden you don't get in. But like Butler, they don't make a TV game, but they're in. And once again, Creighton will play at home on the night of the state wrestling tournament, so the boys will have their work cut out for them at the CenturyLink. Again, it's not the Quest anymore for the folks that aren't familiar. They were bought out. It's now CenturyLink. So when you hear CenturyLink, it's still the same old Quest building in Omaha. So Long Beach State comes in 16-6. 9 o'clock, it is on TV, ESPN2, so that folks can watch Doug McDermott.
Yeah, did you happen to catch Tom Chattel's article this morning talking about Doug McDermott, the Sports Illustrated? He's been getting requests nationally every week this year. And you would have never thought at the beginning of the year, but he's saying that no one from Creighton has ever made the cover. And they say, well, Bob Gibson was on the cover, but he was wearing St. Louis Cardinal red, not the Blue Jay blue. But you've got a Super Bowl going on this week. He states in there that the next week's cover is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. So if he's going to bump one of those two things, probably not going to happen. So hopefully they'll wait a couple, 3 weeks, and maybe he'd have a chance to be on the cover. But something interesting.
Yeah, get him on the cover right before the tournament.
That'd be great, the one-and-done bounce. Creighton shoots 26% and goes down in flames. 12th in the nation. They climbed to 12th in the country. Creighton basketball. That's some, you know what? Good for them. You never would have saw it coming at the start of the year. You never would have saw it coming even at Christmas.
Been pretty quiet on the recruiting front. Of course, they've either made the decision or you're going to hear it tomorrow in Nebraska's recruiting class, sitting right at 28th at Rivals.com. And we'll be talking with Brian Munson here in just a couple of minutes about what's still left to come. We've talked to Sean Callahan. John Tallman will be on tomorrow. We're packed the next couple of days, not only with the Huskers, but with everything else that's going to be going on. We told you about it yesterday. Mitch Sherman's going to join us from the national perspective. And talking, you can go to ESPN.com. You get into the Recruiting Nation, ESPN Recruiting Nation. That's where you will find Mitch Sherman, formerly of the Omaha World Herald, talking about kids that are coming out of Texas and whether they're staying home and whether they're as good as they used to be. Although Texas does have the top two kids in the country in high school, according to ESPN's 150. He'll join us tomorrow. John Tallman will join us tomorrow. Brady Bonza will join us tomorrow. Spencer Lindsay is going to join us after he signs his letter to walk on at the University of Nebraska as a place kicker. And so that's all tomorrow. Also on Thursday, Daryl Morris from UNK, Tony Harper from Hastings College, as we get to talk about their recruiting classes, Sean Callahan will join us to look over in the entire Nebraska recruiting class once it is finalized on Wednesday. Stu Pospisil will join us Thursday, because also Thursday the high school football schedules will be coming out. So we could probably do about a five-hour show on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mike Perennial back with us on Friday from the Mandalay Bay as we get ready for the Super Bowl. I'm still waiting for somebody to pick New England.
Is it that far? Is it that lopsided?
Well, New England's the favorite, and nobody's picking them. Good.
Tough, you know, I don't know.
Good.
It was interesting yesterday on the NFL Network. They get Kiwanuka, the defensive lineman, and Justin Tuck from the Giants get off the plane 2.5 hours later. They're on the set of NFL Network's studio that's set up live in Indianapolis. That's where Kiwanuka went to high school. He's 10 miles away from his high school. He won 2 state championships, was a standout in football and basketball, and how cool that was. And those guys, you know, talking about what's the difference, and they're like, we don't, you know, nobody can explain the difference when they were 7-7 to now. They said a little bit more paying attention to details and a little bit more detail oriented, but other than that, maybe just a little bit more confidence. I mean, that's how close the NFL is. to winning or losing these ball games, and the Giants have just found a way to win them. You like New England, don't you? Pretty good?
No, I want New England.
Oh.
Everybody knows that, especially after last year, when Green Bay, now that they're using the injury card here, that New York was banged up. But how, I don't know. We don't follow the Giants as close as some of the other teams. None of their real marquee, I mean, your quarterbacks, your running backs, your wide receivers weren't banged up, were they? Am I missing something? I mean, one of the running backs, I mean, they have two, three guys that can run the football, so it's not like you lost, you know, Peterson from Minnesota, who's a solid number one, or Arian Foster.
I mean, Victor Cruz and Manningham weren't down half the year. I mean, they were there the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean,
Eli was there the whole time. I'm just saying, so they're making a thing out of that. But it just, the problem is that everybody is getting too involved in what happened last year. Green Bay, everybody said, God, come on, Green Bay. Come on, Green Bay. Come on, Green Bay. Come on, Green Bay. If they can just get there, they're going to make noise. And then they did. People weren't necessarily saying that about New York until they won that first playoff game.
I have a hard time, personally, just as great as the really been a dynasty at New England. All the games they've won, you know, cheering for those guys. You know, I guess I'm cheering for, you know, I know the Giants are in the same conference as the Cowboys, but I guess it's just the Belichick-Brady deal. That's blasted all over, you know, every year it seems like. And they're great players, great coach, best quarterback coach tandem ever in history of the NFL, supposedly. They're great players. But it just seems like they win and win and win. When we're Cowboy fans, we're trying to win and win and win. We can't ever do it. So you're a little jealous of what the Patriots have been able to do.
Who do you think will win the Super Bowl? Log on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on our poll question, Patriots, Giants. Who will win the Super Bowl? We want Central Nebraska and the state. If you're listening on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, as you can always do, get on there and vote. Who will win the Super Bowl? When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk to Brian Munson of Big Red Report right after this.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
man. Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Thursday night, it's a Pac-12 showdown where the Cal Golden Bears host the Arizona Wildcats on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. Hi, this is John Toches. Join Bill Frieder and me from the Haas Pavilion for all the action. Cal has won 7 of 9 in conference play. Can they continue their recent run, or will the Wildcats spoil the Bears' perfect record at home? Tune in to find out. Arizona Cal. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Thursday night at 10 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high of around 56. Winds out of the west-northwest will stay from 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, it's Wing Basket Night. For just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. You can get them hot, you can get them sweet, you can get them with a zing. It's only $5. Get as many as you want. Get a whole bunch of different flavors at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Of course, they're there for you every day for lunch, 7 days a week, where you can sit back, enjoy a lunch special or anything off the menu. Talk sports, talk politics, now talk sports, and then enjoy the great lunch specials. Of course, maybe you want a burger, maybe you want a salad, maybe you want a little steak, maybe you just want an appetizer, boneless wings. It's all right there at the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week. And again, every Tuesday night, Wing Basket Night, for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of great sauces for just $5 at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island. And Kearney.
When Brian Munson drives back to the Tri-Cities, he stops in Grand Island to the Chicken Coop, then he comes to Kearney to the Chicken Coop. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, great to have you back on. Brian, are you excited?
This is always a very exciting time of the year for me. I mean, it's kind of a sickness, I mean, I guess in some people's eyes, but I mean, that first Wednesday of the month of February should be recognized as a national holiday.
Brian, how many high school football games did you personally attend this fall?
Probably five or six down here.
Okay, and the
so five or six weekends.
And the biggest venue in which you saw a football game, how many people at that football game? Texas high school football.
Oh wow. Well, let's see. I went to Texas Stadium. There was probably 35,000-40,000 people there.
And that's a playoff game. How many players on one of those teams will sign Division I letters of intent?
Oh wow! I would say some of those teams probably Division I, 4 or 5, maybe tops. Probably closer to 2 or 3. A lot of those kids will. A lot of those teams that will have guys that will go. You know, 1AA, D2, NAIA, and junior college as well. I mean, just going last year to a signing day for Donovan Vestal, or 2 years ago actually, Donovan Vestal's high school, I think, had 7 or 8 guys going to college, you know, and two of them were going, or 2 or 3 were going B1, while the rest of them were going, like I said, NAIA, D2, and junior college. So, I mean, you'll have as many as 10 kids up there at a time.
That's amazing. Brian, as far as Fallen Huskers in recruiting, has it gotten a lot tougher the more Texas and the Big 12 are removed from the Husker scene?
I think that really there was a lack of concentration, I think, in Texas overall from a staff perspective this year. I mean, if I went back and counted up the number of offers in Nebraska really extended to the Lone Star State players this year, I would say it's been cut in half. And I think that there's two reasons why. Number one, I think Nebraska does realize it's going to be more difficult to get into Texas to get players out because Nebraska isn't playing any games in the Lone Star State anymore. But number two, I think, and this is the biggest one to me in my eyes, Tim Beck's move from recruiting coordinator to offensive coordinator really didn't allow for him to get down into the state of Texas at all and really just turn over rocks and try to find players and do a lot more evaluations. When you remove a coach like Tim Beck from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I would also mention that Coach Eckler also was a big influence down in Houston. When you remove at least Beck from Dallas, I mean, I think you took away 15 to 20 offers, at least just from him alone, that should have gone out to Dallas-Fort Worth area players. And they just never were extended because he wasn't in a position to do that anymore considering his new role on the team.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brian, most circles believe there's 5 kids that are left out there that will make their announcement tomorrow that have Nebraska seriously on their radar. Aaron Curry, Alonzo Moore, Devian Shelton, Andres Pete, Vincent Valentine. Is there any dispute with you on that? Is there anybody else you would add to the list, or would you take any of those off the list?
No, I think that those are the 5. I think I would have included Ray Ford until last night when he eliminated Nebraska. I think outside chance, if you start talking about guys that potentially could pull a surprise commitment, although I don't see it happening. At least you got to mention their name. One guy is Quanzel Lambert. Does Nebraska consider, you know, at least having a letter of intent on his desk tomorrow to sign? And will he even sign tomorrow? Word was that he was going to at least wait until after letter of intent signing to go ahead and fax in. And the other one would be Evan Goodman from Florida. And Nebraska is going to clear a spot for that guy if he wants in no matter what, because he is that good of an offensive lineman. But I think for the most part, the five that you read off are the five guys that Nebraska fans should follow tomorrow.
Confidence-wise, who's number one and who's number five on of those five that you think will sign with the Big Red?
I think Andrus Peat is number one on my list. I think that there's too big of influence for him to pass it up. Brother is there, cousin's going there. I know his dad and the coaching staff in Nebraska have a great bond, a great working relationship. I think Andrus Peat will go to Nebraska. I think number two is Aaron Curry. I think Aaron Curry got a spot when Devin Fuller decided to go to UCLA, and I think Aaron Curry will eventually commit to Nebraska. I think from there it gets a little rocky. I'm going to go ahead and slide in Vincent Valentine, maybe at number three. I've actually picked Vincent Valentine to go to Florida. I think Florida made a late push for him, and I just can't find a reason in my heart of hearts to figure out why Vincent Valentine would decide to go ahead and commit to Nebraska now after supposedly favoring them since April. Why would you go ahead and wait? I just can't make sense of that. So I'm going to go ahead and pick him to Florida. So my confidence level on him is at number three. Number four is Alonzo Moore. Alonzo Moore has stated over and over and over again that distance from home is a big thing for him. I actually picked Alonzo Moore to go to Louisiana Tech. And number five is Devian Shelton. I don't think Nebraska has a chance at this guy. I think that he's always been an Oregon State commitment. He took some trips based on an assistant coach that had recruited him, leaving and going to Washington, so I took Devian Shelton to go to Washington.
Brian, from a fan's perspective, Nebraska has had trouble developing offensive linemen. Does that hurt when they're recruiting offensive linemen looking to come to Nebraska?
I think it does. I mean, I don't think that there's a record that Nebraska can point to and demonstrate that Nebraska knows how to produce linemen that translate well to the NFL. I think also from an offensive style perspective, I think you have to have an offensive style that translates well to the NFL to produce that type of talent. And I'm not sure that what Nebraska is doing up front really does a whole lot for those guys with getting ready for the NFL. I think the zone blocking is big. I know that when Dennis Wagner was there, a lot of the players that left to go to the NFL Combine, they got kudos for how much they knew about zone blocking and the techniques that were being taught or being preached at the NFL level. Like, you had to know those things. I'm not sure that these guys in Lincoln right now are doing that. And I just don't think it translates very well for the guys that are there.
Quite a few kids in our listening area are going to walk on at the University of Nebraska. 18-ish confirmed right now from various sources walking on. Who is the best of the walk-ons, and is everybody on this class somebody that should be walking on?
I think Nebraska got an absolute steal with Riker Fife. I mean, this is a player right here that I just felt like was worthy potentially of even getting a Nebraska offer. When you start talking about Nebraska wanting to get that second quarterback commitment in the class, you know, and of course, there's a difference in athleticism when it comes to Devin Fuller and Fife. But when it comes to overall production and just being a good quarterback, and I'm not going to say Fife is not athletic, I think he has the ability to go ahead and make things happen with his feet. He doesn't have, you know, concrete blocks for feet. I mean, he can still move. He's just not as elusive as probably what Nebraska was looking for there. But still, Fife is worthy of a D1 offer by a lot of schools, and I think to get him in the class as a walk-on as a complete steal, just like the kid from Aurora a year ago. I mean, that was in Brokemeyer. That was huge. Nebraska's building some good depth there by bringing in those in-state quarterback kids as walk-ons.
Brian, with that said, where were the pick whoever you want in the area. Where was the offer from Kansas State? Where was the offer from Kansas, Oklahoma State for Riker Fife?
You know, it's a great question. I know Grand Allen ended up wiping a lot of people out to where he wasn't even in past the, you know, second quarter in a lot of instances. I really don't know what the hang-up was with him, except that maybe he thinking that he was destined to go to Nebraska no matter what. I really don't know what the hang-up was there. I also like Birch from Grand Island. I thought that he might have been worthy of picking up a D1 spot as well. I like the running back from Elkhorn, Grand Nabitti. I thought that he was worthy of potentially getting some bigger D2, D1 AA spots. I mean, Nebraska got some guys, and there's also the running back from Missouri, King Frazier. I felt like, you know, he actually did have a D1 spot in Indiana and chose to walk on at Nebraska. Nebraska's walk-on class this year really is there's a bunch of good gets, and Coach Chip Jamrock deserves a lot of credit in encouraging those guys to come to Lincoln as walk-ons.
Brian Munson is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking Husker football recruiting. We'll know a lot more by this time tomorrow. Aaron Curry, Alonzo Moore, Devian Shelton will all have made their announcements by this time. Andres Pete at 12:35, Vincent Valentine at 1 o'clock Central. One more question. This is a guessing game, but that's what we do here on this show. There's 18 kids right now on that walk-on class. How many are introduced on senior day? How many stay with this program and walk out of that tunnel on senior day? I mean, even you can go back and say, well, this is how many it's been in the past. I mean, do you got to guess? I mean, I guess Daddy and I both kind of think, man, these kids, some of these guys are just going down to be a Husker, and they're going to need some breaks, and it happens. I mean, hell, Lance Thorell wouldn't have played as a freshman any other time without those injuries, but you're going to need a break. There's 18. Do 9 of them, are they still there on senior day, more or less? What do you think?
I think half's a good number. I really think that highly of this group of walk-ons. I think that there are some guys potentially that are in some positions, you know, in a year or two, to really be pushing on the depth chart. And I you say that and you think, well, gosh, then the recruiting of scholarship athletes has failed. Maybe. But I also think that the walk-on program is definitely different at Nebraska. And it's different there than anywhere else it is in the nation. And that being said, it's a big part of not only just, you know, the team being better by having the walk-ons there, but the bigger part is by bringing in those blue-collar guys. And I call the walk-on guys blue-collar guys. They have to work and grind for everything they've ever gotten. They will push those players that come in and get those scholarships. And the team as a whole then will get better. It's just that they are a very important part of the program. There is no denying it.
One question, Brian. Can you confirm any of the rumors out there about Josh Williams?
You know, I tried to reach out since I have some, I've had some personal ties to his coach over there, Denton Ryan. Did not get any phone calls back from his coach. I cannot confirm or deny anything when it comes to that, or any situations surrounding supposedly a failed test. I mean, I definitely heard all the rumors, guys, but I don't know if anybody in the media though is willing to go ahead and step out and confirm anything like that over, you know, when you're releasing a statement eventually.
Well, there's always something, and that's where we're at. we've had a ton of people on, and we're going to have Sean on Thursday to finish things up. He thinks this recruiting class from Rivals.com and Scout.com, and pick whichever service you want. Of course, I know which one you'll pick. But Brian, where do you think Nebraska's class is at? I mean, it doesn't matter.
I think when you go ahead and pick up Pete and Curry, I'll give Nebraska those two. I think they finish up with 16 commitments in. I think Nebraska is probably looking at as like the highest number you can place them at nationally, at number 35. I'm not sure what that tells people around the nation when it comes to Nebraska's recruiting class. I don't think it's a very good indicator, just because the quantity is not there to compare to a lot of other schools that probably does not have the quality per recruit like what Nebraska picked up. Because I have to admit, there's a lot of players on the state, you know, in the class that really bump up that per-star average per recruit. And if you would have continued to pull those types of quality of players, you know, through 20, 25 players, who knows where this class could have ended up. But because of the size, I think Nebraska finishes up around 35.
Okay, and last question I have, Brian, is what do you say to the people out there that go, well, it may be 35, but these are kids that fit Bo Pelini's the way he wants, either offensively or defensively?
I think that you're right. I think that Bo has always kind of bucked the system when it comes to his players. I think that there's an evaluation that he is out there looking for specific qualities, because obviously players like Corey Whitaker and even Alonzo Moore, you know, and some of the players like that don't fit, you know, when it comes to recruiting rankings to other players around the nation. Why would Nebraska wait until April to get a two-star or three-star guy like Alonzo Moore into the class? Well, it's because Bo Pelini evaluated him, saw him in camp, and decided to bring him in. That's a guy that Bo has wanted the whole entire time. That being said, you know, we're now going to be in a time frame that Nebraska is going to field a team entirely comprised of Bo Pelini recruits. So the product that Bo is putting on the field now should also be valued that, or evaluated that, that's the team filled with the kind of guys he wants to have on the team. So it's going to be very interesting, of course, this year and in the coming seasons to take that into consideration.
Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to looking at what's going on. 2013 kids are already starting to commit, and I'm sure they'll be talking about that by this weekend. So best of luck with keeping up with all of this, and thanks for the time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
It's always great to talk to you guys. Take care.
See you, Brian. Brian Munson of Big Red Report. We need to take a break. We're going to switch it over to the Super Bowl. Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly. Josh Howji of the Tri-City Storm. All coming back as we join you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need. A professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high of around 56. Winds out of the west-northwest still stay from 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Talking football, talking hockey, talking basketball, talking everything else that is going on. It's so nice here that they're they get to have baseball practice outside. I don't want to hear any bitching from Damon Day or Darren Erstad. I'm going to tell you that right
degrees,
now.
70 degrees.
All you have to do is build an indoor facility, and it gets nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got to do. Is this nice in Chicago, I got to wonder?
It's nice in Indianapolis.
Hi, Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it is a beautiful day in Chicago. The nice weather made it out here even in this last day of January, so we're happy for that.
If Indianapolis has a great Super Bowl all the way around, including weather, can that help Chicago possibly land a Super Bowl in the future?
I guess it wouldn't hurt. I think, you know, with an event like the Super Bowl, so much is about, you know, the facilities, transportation, the relative, ease which you can get around from place to place. Chicago, a big city. I think maybe the measuring stick for Chicago may be more New York. I know Chicago's the big city in the world. New York's not bigger, but maybe that will give us a little more indications. As an outdoor game, Chicago would have to be outdoors at Soldier Field. This is a dome, so I think a good week in Indy probably doesn't hurt the chances of a game coming back to the Midwest. Maybe see how things go in New York when you're playing outdoors in the cold, in a really metropolis, big city. Maybe that'll give us a better barometer, and the NFL have a better idea of whether that's a good idea going forward.
Dan asked Doug this yesterday on our show. If you got two keys for the Giants if they're to win, and you got two keys for the Patriots if they're to win, in your mind, what are they?
Two keys for the Patriots, I would say protection and keeping Tom Brady upright, not letting that pass rush get to him. That would be one. On the other side, I think we'll forecast to have a big game. Is the first line of defense, and he's the best player on that ball for New England. They need him to have a really, really good game up front, and I think he's got a chance to against the Giants interior offensive line. On the other side, I think the key for the Giants is to stay balanced. I have a balance between the pass and the run. Eli Manning is as good as he is, and he's one of the best. He needs a little support from that running game to make things go. This is not some of the other offenses we see in the league that throw. They got to have good balance. And the other key for them, I think, will be the pass rush. That's the matchup to watch. Is can they get to Brady as well as they did 4 years ago? Are the Patriots going to have some things set up where they can keep Jason Bearball and OCU Manure or Justin Tuck? And that's one of the biggest matchups.
Talking with Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Well, this had to get brought up sometime, so I want to get your thoughts on it. This comes from Fast Willie via the Dent Popper inbox. The Patriots have still not won a Super Bowl since they were caught cheating. Is Belichick a great coach or a great cheater?
I would say he's a great coach. The Spygate scandal is a black mark on his record, but I still think of him as the best in the business, right up there with the best ever to the job. It's been pointed out this week just how many undrafted free agents Patriots have on their roster, and the fact that they're doing this, they have great players on it, don't get me wrong, but he seems to get the most out of his team, and they've been good even since the Spygate. I know they have not won a title, but they've been there. They've had a good run this year, and they're always formidable year in, year out.
Dan, you actually picked the Giants in the latest issue of Pro Football Weekly to win this game outright.
Who the hell hasn't? Everybody's picking the Giants, but not everybody at Pro Football Weekly. I just told you at the beginning of the show I haven't heard anybody not pick the Giants, and you're right there with them, Daniel.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, I guess. I think when I made that pick was more than a week ago now. But I looked at both teams, and I feel like the Giants right now are a little bit more complete. I could see this one going either way, and I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter late in the game, and, you know, see who's ready to make a big play at that point. Based off looking at on paper how things play out, you know, the Giants, they beat them earlier this season. I think they match up well. And like I said, I think you look offensively, defensively, Giants strong, both sides of the ball. Patriots, defense is a little better than I think people want to give them credit for, but it's still not at the same level. It's not, they still can't do the things I think the Giants can do on that side of the ball.
Dan Parr, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly, with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Comments starting to come out from the national analysts that break down the tape and look at these games in rooms that we'll never get invited into. But they say if Gronkowski can't go because of the injury, and we talked about this early in the week, and I'm glad that we have part of this, right, is that they might have to dump it off a little bit more, involve their running backs more, and I would think that would mean Danny Woodhead, obviously, out of our backyard here in Nebraska. How much of a factor could Danny Woodhead be in this game if Gronkowski can't go?
Well, I don't know if he'll suddenly become the focus or anything, but yeah, I think if Gronkowski isn't able to go, I would be pretty stunned if he didn't. I think there'll be several guys that have to step up because you don't replace Rob Gronkowski as great as he's been all season long with just one guy. Could there be more underneath things to Woodhead? To, you know, I don't know. I guess that's very possible. I hadn't heard that you know, that was a big theory, but I know they like him, and I know he's the guy who can. He's one of the, I would say, fastest slow players I've ever watched play. If that makes any sense, I watch him return kicks, and he's. He's elusive, but the speed's not. He does such a good job of his, a good side of his ability I'd like to see Danny Woodhead make a couple big plays.
Dan, we appreciate the time you give us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the game this weekend, and tell all the guys at Pro Football Weekly they're the best.
I'll do that. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly. We apologize for the phone breakup, so that's why we kind of cut it a little short there with Dan. You know, those high-fangled big city phones.
Who knows what? Who
Can
knows
you hear me
going?
Now? No! I can't, but Dan's the best. What is there, 10 people out of Pro Football Weekly, the editors, that picked in, 7-3? Our buddy Eli Cabron, who we've had on, does take New England. The publisher, Hub Arkish, takes New England.
I think it's two more, Kevin Fishbane and Eli Cabron. Keith Slendon, too. Four New England's, six Giants.
Really? God, it looked like a whole bunch more than that. But that's okay. No problem. 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. We're going to talk hockey with Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, here in a couple of moments. And folks, don't forget, while you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend, get on to thinkmidway.com. They've got so many great, fun things that are going on their website this weekend that are going to give you a chance to be a winner with Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They've got a lot of prizes out there. Heck, you might even win a brand new Chevrolet. ThinkMidway.com. You can answer trivia questions and polls about the football game, the teams, the commercials, and all that goes around the big game. So you're going to have your smartphone on you, Riz. You're going to be able to take advantage of the computer at the house. It's all right there. ThinkMidway.com, and they're going to have fun and make you a winner this weekend. When we come back, we're going to talk a little hockey, but right now let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line before we take a break. Mike from Gibbon is awaiting. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I'm getting excited about the Super Bowl, but I'm more excited about a kid named Riley Reinertsen from Gibbon. The last four games, he's averaged over 30 points a game. He tattooed another 30 last night against Centura. And they go to Adams Central tonight, and I just hope that they can adjust. I'm sure they'll double him, and I'm just hoping that Gibbon can squeak through.
I know I've been trying to get Zach Foster on the show, and his schedule and our schedule haven't come together yet. So if they do, we'll try and get a chance to talk to him. But we've got a chance to see Riley here. Well, obviously more than the last week here where we saw him a couple of times. But he's a golfer, and he's out there just showing his all-around athleticism. And Zach Foster told me, he goes, you got any hints on how to stop him? I said, yeah, put your 6'9 guy on him.
Okay. Yeah, he's amazing in the respect that he's just an all-around athlete. He's a great student athlete, and he's got two brothers at the U, and I want to know where the heck is Doc Sadler? You know, why isn't he recruiting this kid? You know, that's one of the reasons our basketball program is a lot of times these in-state kids, they get away, you know. And here's a kid that's a sophomore. He's putting up 30 a game. I mean, somebody ought to be recruiting him.
I think all of a sudden people are going to start taking notice. If they can upset Adam Central tonight, get a couple of more games. They upset the team that they played in the quarterfinals last year in Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon always has a knack to do some crazy things in the conference tournament. I mean, you can't ignore stats, and everybody knows the Lou Platt's a great conference. So if he keeps doing that, he'll be in shape.
Yeah. The next couple years, they have all underclassmen. They're all sophomores, and in fact, they're playing two freshmen this year a lot. A kid named Garrett Stroh and another one, a Hilker kid. Anyway, I think they're coming on strong, and I look forward to the next couple years and hope that they can bring that basketball program back up.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, because we will have that on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and it is also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for the call, Mike Gibbon. We'll take a break here. We're to talk a little hockey, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming up.
Sunday, it's a rematch of Super Bowl 42 when the New England Patriots take on the New York Giants. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One Dial Global crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46. Can Tom Brady and Bill Belichick win their fourth Super Bowl together? Or will Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin beat the Patriots again in the big game? Tune in to find out. If it's Super Bowl 46, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's the Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, come on, you only have one shot to truly wow her. Don't settle for less. Order from 1-800-Flowers.com, delivering the highest quality roses, backed, of course, by their 100% smile guarantee. Make a real impression for Valentine's this year, okay? Send roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I try to do this at least once a month. You can't just wait for the biggies, but you better deliver on the biggies, baby. You miss Valentine's, you're in trouble. I'm sending 1-800-Flowers.com roses for Valentine's, and you should too. They've got a special limited time offer just for my listeners. This week only, order 18 roses and get a free vase for only $29.99. Plus, for $10 more, you get 6 more roses and a box of chocolate. These are the lowest prices of the season, so you need to lock in now before it's too late. Order now for Valentine's. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner. Enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can just call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. You got one shot to wow her. 1-800-Flowers.com.
If you want to get in, folks, 888-455-3776.
Go to the Boost Furniture fan line.
10 years ago, I used to scream and yell at the TV and throw things. Back in the 90s, you know, you didn't expect them to do defense stuff.
I think that's a great point. I think I have some of that in me.
Nebraska's going to drive down there, get in the red zone, and then they're going to have 5 penalties, take them out of it.
Interesting point. We appreciate it.
Talk back to Doug and Daddy. Weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high of around 56. Winds out of the west-northwest will stay from 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, but the Tri-City Storm, that's a heck of a roller coaster they got us on. It's up and down, and right now it's on an upswing as they've picked up a few wins, and but they go back on the road.
Well, they nicknamed them Stacy's Mom because they've got it going on. Is that true, Josh?
Right now we do, you know, like we've had some, like you said, we've had some ups and downs, and we're still trying to figure it out as a team, but we're coming around here.
Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And two different ways to win. Obviously, anytime you can win in Omaha against a team the caliber of the Lancers, that's going to put a little pep in your step. And took a while to bounce back on Saturday. But again, two things. I mentioned this on Monday. Two things we're not used to seeing. The Storm winning in Omaha and the Storm winning in a shootout, coming from behind. You haven't been in hardly any shootouts all season long. Talk about the rarity of those two.
Yeah, I mean, Omaha's they're class team in the league right now, and they're on top of our division, and to go in there and win is always a tough task. So I'm real proud of the guys, a great effort, and it started with our goaltender, Adam Wilcox, and then, to bounce back on Saturday after that high, and we started off, down, and we weren't very good, but to battle and have a little character and come back was really key for us, because we've been just such an emotional team where when things don't go our way, we really struggle. So to get down two and then come back, I think it was huge for our team, and just to gain a little confidence that way is something we really needed.
Josh, you can say confidence, but the biggest difference in the last three games has been what?
Oh, we're just working harder. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And you got one-on-one battles, and when you win those, you're going to win hockey games, and when you get beaten those, you're going to lose. And we're not skilled enough yet to not work hard. I mean, we have to work hard to be successful, and we're getting there, but we still have to learn to do it for a full 60 all the time.
You know, Kirk Brooks hired you, Josh, one of the reasons he hired you was your style of hockey fit his style of hockey much more than it did Drew's, and he said that wasn't a knock on Drew. You want to get up and down the ice. You want to score goals. You want to make it a Loyola Marymount type of hockey game, if you will. You want to make it 4, 5, 6 goals a night.
Yeah, we really want to push the pace, and, I mean, I know, like, I love this game, and I enjoy watching it, but some of those games you go to when it's a 1-0 game, it can be a little bit boring. And I mean, they're still intense, so it's still great hockey. But I think, as a fan of the game, I really like to see the skill be played, and that's how I want to coach. I want it to be, when people leave the rink, they feel like they got their money's worth, and that they really enjoyed the product we put out there for them.
Well, there hasn't been an explosive offensive game for the Storm in quite some time, but 3-2 the last three games. Now you're on the road for the next four games. The good thing, once you get back, you don't have to leave the state of Nebraska for 7 or 8 games in a row there. The only trip is to Lincoln, and then there's, 5, 6 games that are at home during that stretch as well. Again, kind of a defining moment. How do you keep winning? You guys had that run right when you took over, and then you hit a brick wall with 5 in a row on the wrong side of the win column. Now you've battled back, got 3 in a row. How can you keep it consistent? I guess we're at that point of the season where I'm sure you're looking for that.
Well, it starts in our practice and our preparation for the guys. I mean, we got to make sure that they're ready and that they understand what's in front of them. I think the big thing for these guys is we're a young team, and we got some guys that have never played this many games, so there's going to be some lulls in the play. It's our job as a staff to make sure that those lulls are just one game or, one period here and there, and they're not the continuous like we had of the 5 games there where we weren't very good at all.
Josh, injury-wise, how are you?
This is the first time we've been practicing with more than 20 guys. I mean, we have a full 23 right now, so it's great. I mean, we got some guys that are banged up, but at this time of the season, I think everybody's going to be a little bit nicked up.
Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, the next two teams are teams that are not at the top of their divisions, in Sioux City and Des Moines on the road. A chance for somebody to finally make a move here.
Yeah, I mean, we can be in fifth place at the end of the week, and if we take care of our side of things. So, I mean, a win on Saturday puts us, tied with Sioux City, but we actually have the tiebreaker with them already. We clinched that with already winning the season series, and Des Moines going there, it's always a tough place to play, but they're in a little bit of a funk right now, so if we can go in there and play well, I mean, we put ourselves in a great spot.
Who's playing their best hockey of the year right now for you?
Well, I think Adam Wilcox, without question, he's unbelievable, and I mean, when you have your goaltender playing like that, you have a chance to win every night, and that's what he's doing for us.
Now, since we last talked, Josh, you had a couple of new kids join the team. Talk about those.
Yeah, Jared Linnell and Ryan Ivey have joined. Ryan Ivey's a big defenseman who's, stay-at-home, solid, tough kid. And he played in his first game on Saturday, and Jared actually played for me up in Alaska last year, and I know him real well. And he's a kid who can really control the puck and has the ability to make some high-end skill plays as well.
Well, Josh, we'll wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we can chat with you again when you guys get back off the road from this four-match road swing here, and go out, get some wins, because the high school sporting season will start winding down, and I know that's when it really gears up. Folks want to go watch Tri-City Storm hockey, and obviously they want to go out and watch you guys win. So let's see if we can get you back here in about 3 weeks with a couple three wins under your belt.
Yeah, nothing more we'd like than to be in a playoff push when we come back home.
Hey, Josh, best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
The games can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Friday and Saturday.
Well, if you're going to get on a roll, good time of the year to do it, coming down the stretch here. So hopefully they can turn and keep putting W's up, and we'll see where this team can go.
Tony, you got some news from me. I thought I would go ahead and pass this along from Peter Yazvak up at the offices at UNK. Nate Katzer, I know he had been up. I know there had been discussions to see if he would be interested in coming back to UNK as an offensive coordinator, which would obviously be a heck of a hire. He went to Idaho. He was with Jacksonville last year. Nate will be the assistant offensive line coach for the Tennessee Titans.
Well, you're in that NFL fraternity. I think it's tougher to get out of that than it is to get into it. I mean, you meet your relationships. It just seems like you switch teams when you do. You know, was let go of the Jaguars. There was word out there that he was up for a job with the Falcons. Now he ends up with Tennessee, so good for him.
Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then call now and we'll take care of you on the Doug and Daddy Show, a $25 gift card to the winner of today's Doug and Daddy Show Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines, and who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. It is obviously Super Bowl week, and Daddy is into Super Bowl coverage. What do you got for us?
Okay, John, I'm going back 1997, Super Bowl, Green Bay, New England. Who was the MVP of that ball game?
Well, I'd have to say it was Brett Favre.
Not Brett Favre. Try back, John, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Adam.
Adam, how you doing?
Good, how you guys?
You know anything about the Super Bowl?
Oh, a little bit, not much.
Can I ask my question,
yeah,
Tony?
Yeah, go ahead, that's fine.
I'm not sure.
That's fine.
Who was the last running back to be named Super Bowl Most Valuable Player?
Mon Green?
No, hey, I like it. If you don't know, hey, throw out an Amon Green. I like it. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Andy,
how are you today?
Great.
Daddy, go.
Pittsburgh, Seattle. 5 years ago. 6 years ago, excuse me. Who was the MVP of that ball game?
That was Super Bowl
XL. Jerome
Bettis. It was not Jerome Bettis. Try back. That was XL, Super Bowl XL.
Yes, it was.
There you go.
You're much better with the Roman numeral than I.
Well, there you go. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
It's Adam.
Adam.
This is 1987. The New York Giants and Denver squared off. The Giants won 39-20. Who's the MVP of that ball game?
Phil Simms.
It was Phil Simms. You are correct. Congratulations.
Hey, hang on the line. We'll get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. God, I want to play some more because I got questions. I had a couple more that I was afraid were too easy, like that one. Dang it.
You didn't guess Phil Simms the first time around.
I didn't. So it was easy, though. I missed it. I'll admit it. Who was the MVP in the 20-19 game?
In the 20-19?
When the Giants beat the Bills.
When the Giants beat the Bills?
Yeah, that was 91. That would have been more appropriate.
In 91, the Giants beat the Bills. Otis Anderson.
Also, the last Anderson. Running back to win the MVP, and can you believe this? Terrell Davis. What the? In 1998? That's the last running back to win the Super Bowl MVP. We've had a linebacker, a safety, and numerous wide receivers win it since then. And the MVP of the 1997 Super Bowl between the Packers and the Patriots, which you asked first, was Desmond Howard, which I did get right away.
The one that I don't think anybody would ever get, or you'd have to be a huge either Raider or Buccaneers fan, Tampa Bay, Oakland in 2003, Dexter Jackson. If we wanted to play for 45 minutes, that would have been Dexter Jackson.
How many MVPs have been off the losing team? One. There you go. Hey, folks, don't forget Miranda Lambert.
Chuck Halley, by the way.
Miranda Lambert is coming to Kearney on March the 18th. That means after St. Patrick's Day, you just keep the party rolling at the Viero Event Center, and we want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. All you have to do is text us at 90210 with the message Win Miranda. We're drawn out for ticket winners this Friday, so don't delay. And again, like I said yesterday, if you're going, huh? I punch in Tony and I text him. I don't know how to do what you're saying. All you have to do is type in 90210 and the message is Win Miranda. Send it to 90210. If you don't know how, have your kid do it. They know how. And you'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets to Miranda Lambert via the Doug and Daddy Show coming up this weekend.
Well, that wraps it up, Douglas.
Busy, busy show today. Ton of high school basketball tonight. Kearney Hastings, the boys rematch from that upset in the GNAC tournament. Boys and girls playing tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We already told you the Adams Central Given Boys game, 1230 KHAS. Here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic will host the Donovan Trumbull Girls and Loop City Boys. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Fort Kearney Conference action, boys, Pleasanton SEM, Loomis Amherst. It's all coming your way tonight, and if you need more information, check out our schedules, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Click on the schedule. It tells you about the games, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Big show tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. You thought we were jam-packed today. Tomorrow, way big. National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Mitch Sherman joins us. National ESPN guy. Covers it all. Then we're going to go local to Huskers with John Tallman to get to see how many of these guys Nebraska actually lands.
Also, Spencer Lindsay going to Nebraska, Brady Bonzo with our Loper Link, and UNK track coach. We want to thank today's guest, Josh Hauge of the Tri-City Storm, Brian Munson of Big Red Report, and, of course, Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.